Grandpa Bird, A Journey to the Sky. Helping your child to cope with grief after losing a loved one. Dear parents and dear caregivers, I wrote this book during a time of deep grief. One day after I lost my father, and just 1 hour after I began to understand something very important. I needed to stop thinking only about my own loss and start thinking about my children's loss and about the loss that would be felt by all the children in my extended family. Talking to young children about death is one of the most difficult parts of parenting. When someone they love passes away, a child's world can suddenly feel confusing and uncertain. Children between the ages of 3 and 7 experience grief differently from adults. They may not fully understand that death is permanent. Their emotions can change very quickly. And above all, they need reassurance, patience, and a feeling of safety. That is why I created Grandpa Bird. Grandpa Bird offers a gentle and reassuring way to begin these difficult conversations. Through a comforting story, it helps children navigate the complicated emotions that can come with losing someone they love. And at the same time, it gently encourages children to understand the importance of good habits and positive choices in their own lives. How this book can help your child. First, it validates big emotions. The story follows the natural journey of grief, from confusion and sadness to anger, and eventually towards acceptance. It shows children that whatever they are feeling is okay. Second, it offers a soothing metaphor. Through peaceful imagery, Grandpa's transition is presented in a way that gives young children something comforting to hold on to, without making death feel frightening. Third, it encourages open conversation. Each page can become a safe place for questions, thoughts, and fears. Your child can talk when they are ready, and at their own pace. And finally, it emphasizes lasting love. Because although Grandpa may no longer be physically present, the love, memories, and special moments shared with him can remain in a child's heart forever. Tips for reading together. Create a secure environment. Choose a quiet, unhurried time to read. Hold your child close. Let them feel safe, loved, and comforted. Let your child guide the pace. It is perfectly normal if they want to pause, repeat a page, or ask the same question more than once. Follow their lead and allow them to process their feelings in their own way. And be honest and patient. Use simple, clear language. There is also nothing wrong with showing your own sadness. When children see that adults can cry when they miss someone, they learn that sadness is a natural part of loving and remembering. Above all, my hope is that Grandpa Bird will bring comfort to your family, that it will help open gentle conversations, that it will support healing, and that it will remind your little ones that, even during difficult times, they are surrounded by love. Because losing someone we love is never simply the end of a journey. It is the beginning of a new journey, one in which love, memories, and the lessons we received from those we have lost can continue to live with us. Yours with love and sympathy, John.